Climate change has introduced an ever-increasing frequency of natural disasters into our society from coast to coast, from wildfires and earthquakes to tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods. But whenever a natural disaster hits, there are people who aren't running from it, but rather toward it to help those in need. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. We think of our first responders as heroes, and we should, because, well, they are. But who do our first responders turn to when they need help? Joining me on the exchange is Mike Connolly, a representative of the Ashland Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT. Welcome, Mike.
Good day. Thank you.
So let's start with your background and how you became a member of the Ashland CERT.
When I moved to Ashland in the spring of 2018, I was looking for an opportunity to continue with my ranger skills. I was formerly a park ranger with the National Park Service. I just recently moved on from a position at Crater Lake National Park. And now that I have moved on from that, there's an opportunity for me to become a greater part of the community by being a part of the Community Emergency Response Team here in Ashland, to connect with the fire department and provide for safety and preparedness opportunities to communicate with the public that way, to extend my ranger skills into the city, I should say.
So you brought transferable skills to the job.
I certainly did. The CERT team is definitely in my heart when it comes to helping people feel safe and prepared for the possibilities of the future.
Well, we know a lot about our first responders. We don't know a lot about CERT, so help me out.
The CERT team, the Community Emergency Response Team, prepares for the three tragedies of the future that might happen. I'm not talking about Shakespeare. I'm talking about the possibility of fire, the possibility of an earthquake, or the possibility of a flood. I'd say that the CERT team began back in 1997 with the flood of 1997 that occurred here in town. And at that time—
You mean in Ashland?
In Ashland, that's right. And at that time, there was no assistance to the police and fire department at that time. There was no support or training in place with the community. So the CERT team was developed in the late 1990s to provide a connection and support to the fire department in case one of those three tragedies occur in the future. So our preparedness, education efforts, and outreach to the community with a focus on training on what to do in case one of those three tragedies happen.
Okay, so let's talk about training. What kind of training goes into becoming a part of the CERT team?
One of the most important training sessions that happens is coming up next month in October. At the end of October will be our biannual training to become a CERT trained member, where we learn about the organization efforts of the CERT team, disaster medical operations, disaster psychology, fire safety is very important, light search and rescue, two-way radio communications, and disaster simulation so that you're not the person standing in the street during that time of the tragedy wondering what to do. You might instead be the person responding to that emergency to assist the fire department in times of need.
Well, I like that, but not all of us are equipped to do this kind of work. I mean, how old do you have to be? What kind of shape do you have to be in?
So you don't have to be Superman. You don't have to be Supergirl to provide or to be a part of the CERT team. Bringing your own personal skills and your willingness to want to contribute to assisting during times of need are all you need, because the CERT team will provide the rest of the training effort needed to communicate and be a part of the CERT team. Many leaders on the CERT team have found a niche for themselves so that they have an opportunity to connect more greatly with the CERT team or the fire department. But if you want to just get started with being a couple of hands on deck, we could use your help on the CERT team as well. No matter what your skill set is, we will provide you with opportunities to connect to the community in ways that will make you more prepared for the future.
So let's talk real. What's the age range?
We have young folks, so we have a couple of SOU students that are on the CERT team. Mm-hmm. We also have many retirees. Some of our wiser folks are even in their 80s and still assisting the CERT team effort. We can use anybody of any age to provide for communication efforts, to provide for recruitment, to provide for training. Those things, there's no age limit in that case.
So you mentioned back in the late 1990s that there was this flood and the city recognized it needed this team. Well, our tax dollars pay for the first responders. How do we pay for the CERT team?
So the CERT team is a volunteer effort. The CERT team is guided by leaders at Ashland Fire and Rescue Station Number 1. And in terms of funding, some of the funding is provided to provide for emergency equipment. There are several storage locations of emergency equipment in case the earthquake approaches or in case the fire approaches. CERT team members are trained in activating at those certain locations so that we can provide those first aid efforts to members of the community who need it when hospitals are overwhelmed or first responders, trained primary first responders need help from the CERT team for that purpose. The CERT team is an all-volunteer effort. So the CERT team leaders and the Leadership Council, which guide the CERT team effort, are guided by leaders at Ashland Fire and Rescue Number 1, but it's the CERT team that guides the primary training effort and the other connections to the fire department.
Okay, well, we know that when we need a fire department to come to our rescue, they have some sort of alert system that notifies them that we need their help. So who alerts the CERT?
Yeah, so right now it's the fire station number 1, the Ashland Fire and Rescue Station number 1. The staff there provide alerts to the CERT team to activate. Right now we're just using a text message system, but later it's going to be upgraded to something called Everbridge, which is a communication effort, can be used all over the county as I understand it. Those activation efforts will be provided not only to just the CERT team, but there's other divisions of the volunteers on the CERT team, such as the Rapid Activation Team, which supports greater efforts with the fire department. And there's also the Wildfire Risk Assessment Program, which are other volunteers that support the fire abatement program that happens in the springtime. Those folks get activated through Fire Station Number 1.
Okay, you said the Rapid Activation Team?
That's right. That's a subdivision of folks that are interested in becoming more involved with the CERT team, the Community Emergency Response Team.
I'm talking with Mike Connolly of the Ashland Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT, and he just mentioned the RAT team. What is the RAT team again?
Yeah, so the RAT team, we even have a little rat on our patches, the Rapid Activation Team. Those folks are a small core, kind of a squad on the CERT team that may be called up in the event of an acute fire that the fire department handles here in Ashland, where the RAT team might assist with emergency road closure in the vicinity. Firefighter rehab, which is helping to get the firefighters back on their feet and give them a chance to rest, change out their air bottles on the back of their backs, and to help with securing a structure fire that might be happening here in town. So that's a more direct support of the fire department. And the Wildfire Risk Assessment Program is something that is a small squad of folks that are on the CERT team as well. And the Wildfire Risk Assessment Program goes to various houses in the community to talk about weed abatement programs out there And especially in the springtime when we have our green debris drop-off that happens every spring, that's a very important fire safety issue that the CERT team's involved with.
So the RAP team.
That's right. The RAP team, the RAT team, and the CERT team, which over-encompasses those operations.
So talk about a typical CERT outing. How many people would be expected to show up? How are they organized and deployed?
At our last outing, it was approximately a month ago, we were reviewing the safety boxes that are in the community and reviewing the coordinated and synchronized effort with the base boxes. We had about 25 CERT team members show up. Kind of the heart of the CERT team is those 25 people who have showed up for now. But that's just enough. And what we're looking for is more people to become participatory in the CERT team program. In that core of 25 people, there was about three or four that were real leaders in maintaining those safety boxes. But we have other team leaders that are interested in doing radio operations. We have other team leaders that are interested in joining one of the two subsidiary teams I just talked about. We know, or we're certain, that there are community members out there that might not know about CERT, but they do have that skill set that they want to share with the community. Things like radio operations, things like communications with the public, things like preparedness in the CERT organization, and to be ready for that moment when the big one hits.
So ideally, if the CERT team were fully staffed, where you could say, oh, we have more people than we actually need. What does that look like? How many people would you have?
So out of the 25 people that showed up to the last important meeting that we had, we have about 40 active members at the moment. That means 25 of them showed up just recently. And out of that 25, there's probably 6 to 8 core leaders that show up often. I would like to see a dozen or 20 people show up to our training in October to bolster our numbers up to even 60 or so would be really ideal to provide for more leadership opportunities and to cover the safety of the entire town. Certain members of the CERT community only live in one end of town, so that in the event of the earthquake, a large number of CERT team members might show up to this particular safety location, but other parts of town might not be represented so much. And other communities outside of Ashland are also invited to join the CERT team as well. I understand there's associations with the Jacksonville CERT team, for example, so it doesn't extend to just the city of Ashland. There's other communities that might have involvement as well.
So you coordinate with other CERT teams in the region?
I understand the fire and rescue operation number one. The fire officers that work at fire and rescue number one are associated with the Jacksonville CERT team, but I'm not personally connected with them, but I understand that they come to the CERT team trainings that we offer twice a year to bolster their training efforts as well.
So a couple of more things, and we've got to wrap this up. What's the time commitment, and how can people sign up?
Absolutely. If you're interested in attending the training in mid to late October, we're booking Friday and Saturday, October 18 and October 19. Friday, October 25, and Saturday, October 26. Those are some training dates that we want folks to set aside if they're interested in participating.
What time?
You'll find this information. Yeah, the October 18th is 3 hours from 5:30 to 8:30. Saturday, October 19th, 8 to 5 all day. Saturday, October 26, 9 to 5 all day.
Okay.
The place to find this information out is at our website, ashlandcert.org. That's okay. Ashlandcert, C-E-R-T.org.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. That's all the time we have. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
My guest is Mike Connolly of the Ashland Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.